fact that when it gets it very dry, that the tree has to use more hydraulic pressure to get liquid up from the roots, and it comes up, and then it'll pop out of the bark someplace where there's a natural fissure, like a hole from a bug or something.
Yeah, in other words, it'll have a xylem crack in it. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking maybe it was just an overactive xylem.
Well, what he said, this thing here will go, and he's seen lots of them, and it happens that way whenever it's very dry, and it has to have more, a tree has to exert more pressure to get the liquid up to the trunk.
That's true. Well, we were thinking along the same lines, because I was thinking overactive xylem, you know, like we have sometimes overactive bladders and things like that.
You told me it was a miracle and I should worship the tree.
No, I did not.
And really, what it was.
I said that.
It was really a diabetic tree.
Yeah, that's right. It's a diabetic, probably taking a diuretic or something. See, a lot of times, chemicals in the soil, when it gets dry, they have a diuretic effect on the xylem tissue of the tree. So. It's basically an overactive xylem.
And it also...
Daniel didn't get into that.
Daniel didn't know.
It also indicates that it just shows capability. You know, we talk a lot about trees being capable of surviving droughts or any woody. They've got a lot of moisture stored. They've got access. If there's any moisture in that soil, they're finding it.
Did you see it, Milton?
And so just one of those... The fact that that water is running constantly out of that tree just shows you how much capability they have to store water.
Doesn't that remind you of an overactive? I'm showing Milton's a picture. Doesn't that look kind of like an overactive?
I think this tree's just had too much beer.
Okay.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah. Bill, he solved a lot of problems today.